Hey creators, happy new year. It feels weird shouting that because full transparency, I'm recording this on the 23rd of November, but I'm mentally in 2024. Like mentally I am there. I think because I'm taking all of December off because I'm going on my honeymoon and then I get back and it's Christmas. So I think because of that, mentally I'm already in the next year. Like I am there. I am looking forward to it. And I am so excited to speak with you guys today all about which social media channel you should be focusing on in the year of 2024, because I'm willing to bet a few things, actually. First of all, you probably aren't quite sure which social media channel requires your focus and your time. And you're also probably looking at the year ahead and just thinking, okay, how am I going to really utilize social media to help me reach my goals this year? Obviously, you're in the right place. You are in the right place. And if you've not followed us on Instagram at the creator project underscore, our underscore will haunt me for the rest of my life. And if you've not joined our email list yet, then you need to go and sign up to those places. Because once you have done all those things, then you're truly in the right place. Like you are equipped to have all the information, all the tools, everything you need this year to really help you thrive online, which is super exciting. All right. I'm going to answer a couple different questions which are going to help us answer the core question. So the core question is, which social media channel should you focus on this year? And in terms of the other questions that I'm going to answer today, I'm going to answer whether you should actually be on multiple social media channels, which social media channels you should actually be on, and also how to juggle multiple social media channels. So let's kick off. Let's answer the first question, right? Which is, should you be on multiple social media channels? Obviously, this is a layered question, but the short answer is yeah. If you have the bandwidth and the capacity, which is super, super important, then yes, you should be on multiple social media channels. And here's why. Essentially, when you're across multiple channels, you get a few different benefits. Not only are you able to repurpose your content in different ways, so maybe you can upload a YouTube short, which doubles as an Instagram reel or a TikTok, but also by being across these multiple channels, you increase your chances of hitting the algorithm across these channels. When I say hitting the algorithm, what I'm referring to is uploading a piece of content that the algorithm picks up and starts to share with people beyond your existing audience. So essentially it's like another way of saying going viral, but doesn't mean that you're necessarily, you know, racking up millions of views. You're just being pushed out beyond your existing audience. And that is key if you want to grow. When you're across multiple channels, you do increase the chances of you actually hitting the algorithm, even if you're sharing the same content across multiple channels. I have a really good example of this, right? There is a creator who I used to work with and we still very much stay in touch. And when we first started working together, she had no audience on any social media channel. Actually, let me not lie. She had a YouTube channel which had like 1,000 people on it. So she definitely had an audience. Apologies, guys. But she did not have an audience on Instagram or TikTok. She didn't even have a TikTok account. And on Instagram, she had a couple hundred followers. Still an audience, but not the amount that she was looking for, right? So we started working together. We started testing her short form, like video content, you know, the vertical videos that you see across social media all the time. We started testing it on different channels and we were like, do you know what? I think your niche, your style of content, I think it's going to thrive on TikTok. So she starts a TikTok account. Long story short, she has been sharing similar content across her TikTok, her Instagram, and her YouTube, and her YouTube channel is pretty much the same. She has around 1,000 subscribers. Her Instagram channel has about 1,000 followers now. And on TikTok, she has over 100,000 followers. Now, I could do a whole episode as to why that happens. Different niches, different content types, different styles thrive on different platforms. But by her trialing out her different content types across various platforms, she was able to discover which channel was truly going to help her thrive. And that was just invaluable data and information for her and her journey. Even if you decide to go across multiple channels because you have the bandwidth, cannot stress this enough, but we'll talk about that more in a second. Even if you decide to be on multiple channels and you realize that one channel is driving more results than the other for you, it doesn't mean that you have to neglect all your other channels, because being present across multiple channels, even if some of them aren't necessarily performing massively well, can still help you reach your goals. Good example of this, my TikTok channel. I have 21,000 followers on there, which is obviously a great amount. In the TikTok world, it's incredibly small, but it's still a lot of people, right? All of my other channels have bigger audiences than my TikTok and they reach more people as well. However, my TikTok still repeatedly brings new people into my orbit. I repeatedly meet people or speak to people who say that they found me on TikTok and then followed me on Instagram or followed me on YouTube from my TikTok channel, which is technically my smallest channel. So just because something is your smallest channel, just because your other channels might not be working as well as one of them is, doesn't mean that you have to neglect all the other ones. The thing is that different social media channels can be used for different purposes. And I think this leads me really nicely on to the next question that I want to answer, which is, if you're going to be across multiple channels, then which channels should you be across? Right. The thing is, every social media channel is different. They have different features. They're used in different ways. Your audience uses them in different ways. And what that basically means is that you can use them in different ways and you can use them for different purposes. I actually just filmed a video which is all about social media trends for 2024. And I talk about this in addition to other things that I think you'll find really, really useful. So if you haven't subscribed to my personal YouTube channel, which is called Jade Beeson, I'll put a link below. Make sure you check it out, subscribe to it so that you don't miss that video once it goes live. So which channels should you be on? Let's break down some of the most popular social media channels at the moment, and let's talk about the different ways in which they're used and therefore the different ways that you can use them. Let's start with Instagram. Instagram is one of the best platforms for community building. And the reason why is because Instagram has a lot of features that facilitate community building, and a lot of other platforms don't have these features. The thing about community building effectively is you need some way to communicate with your audience. Most of the time, good communities are built based on like dialogue. So having a two-way dialogue where your audience can speak to you and you can speak to your audience. Now, a lot of the features that Instagram has facilitate this. So things like their stories and the stickers that you can use on your stories, the poll sticker, the question sticker, all of those different interactive stickers allow your audience to interact with you and also allow you to interact back with them. There's also new features like the poll sticker that you can now use in the comment section of Instagram. You can also use that same sticker in your reels now as well. All of these things just facilitate more engagement and more community building. You can go live with your audience, you can direct message your audience. All of these things are going to help you build a community. So if you're looking to build a community, then Instagram is a great place to do that. Another way that Instagram is used and a way that they are leaning into in 2024 is for private sharing. So Instagram basically realized that a lot of people use Instagram to share content privately, like amongst groups. So they've released a bunch of features that allow people to do that with ease. So this isn't massively useful for anyone who's trying to build a brand or build an audience, because I'm talking about sharing privately. But if you're someone who wants to have one central account, so one account that you use to talk to your friends and also to build a business, then this could be really useful, because some of the features that Instagram have released will allow you to do things like share content only with one specific group. So you can share a feed post, like a photo or a carousel or a reel, only with specific people. So basically, you can create an Instagram account that leads a double life. Like, you can use it to share content privately with your friends and family, and also use it to share content with a wider audience as well. Let's talk about TikTok then. TikTok is still the platform for reach. TikTok is really great at allowing you to reach a new, broader audience, right? It is still one of the best platforms for that, even though it's not necessarily as good as that as it used to be back when the algorithm was a bit different, back when there were fewer creators on the platform. But you can still start on Instagram from scratch and build an audience. Is it easy to build an audience from scratch on TikTok? No, it's not easy to do that on any platform. But a lot of people do find it slightly easier to do that than on other platforms like on Instagram, especially when we're talking about building an audience from scratch. However, TikTok is not good for community building. Some people can do it, a lot of us can't. The reason why is because when people are on TikTok, so when your audience are scrolling TikTok, they are looking for quick dopamine hits, which means that they are looking at content from different creators at an alarming rate. The more creators they see in one sitting, the less likely they are to remember you. And I know that sounds really harsh, but it's true. The difference here, when you compare it to other platforms like YouTube, is when someone goes on YouTube to watch content, they probably only watch a few different videos, which means the likelihood of them remembering your video, who you are, and your name is significantly higher. Let's talk about YouTube then, because YouTube is really great for building deep relationships with your audience for the reason that I've just said. So you can have 1,000 subscribers on YouTube and 1,000 followers on TikTok. Out of those 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, 500 of them might remember who you are, your name, and might even remember something funny that you said once. Out of those 1,000 followers that you have on TikTok, about 5 of them might remember who you are. They might remember your name. Do you see the difference, right? So YouTube is really great at helping you foster a deeper relationship with your audience, especially when you're creating longer form content, because when you create longer form content, you have your audience's attention for a decent amount of time, which means that they're more likely to actually bond with you through your content. YouTube is also great at helping you establish credibility within your niche and authority within your niche, especially again, when you are creating long form content in addition to YouTube Shorts. Let's take my niche as an example to demonstrate why this is the case. And I'm going to put on a conversation that I actually had with someone in the DMs recently. this person was saying that they feel like they trust my content and other YouTubers' content a lot. And the reason why is because they can watch me talk about the subject of Instagram, for example, for 15 minutes. And listening to me talk about Instagram for 15 minutes versus listening to one person talk about Instagram for 30 seconds leads to them feeling like I know more about Instagram. Whether or not that is true, that can be debated, right? That I'm not saying that that's definitely the case. But from a viewer's perspective and from your audience perspective, when they can watch you talk about fashion, cooking, plant care, social media, marketing, business, entrepreneurship, finance for 15 odd minutes or for 10 odd minutes, it communicates to them that you know what you're talking about and that you have a lot to say about the topic, right? And that is naturally just what happens when you create longer form content. So that's why YouTube is really great at allowing you to foster deeper relationships, establish yourself as a credible creator, and also give you some authority as well. Hey creators, do you have any burning questions which you really want answered? For example, are you unsure on how to increase your engagement on Instagram? Or maybe you're debating whether to start a membership? Or perhaps you're confused as to which camera you should buy next or what microphone you need to start your podcast. Well, you are in luck because we have the answers. Every Tuesday, we invite you to submit your questions over on our Instagram at thecreatorproject_. Do not forget the underscore. We select one question to answer every single week and we provide detailed answers to that question in our email newsletter. So make sure you follow us on Instagram and submit your questions, and you also sign up to our newsletter to make sure you see the answers. Links to both our Instagram and our newsletter are available in the show notes. Pinterest is really great for reach and credibility too. Pinterest works like a search engine, and that basically means that if you're starting from scratch, you do have a good chance of reaching a good amount of people if you are consistent on the platform. Whereas LinkedIn is really great at allowing you to establish authority and also make some business connections and relationships. So really great for networking as well. Now, obviously, as I go through all those channels, you might be thinking, does this mean that Instagram is only good at community building and it can't help me get reach? No, it can do multiple things. I'm just putting out the main things that each channel is specifically good at. I actually get majority of my reach from YouTube, not from TikTok. So I'm not saying they can't do other things, but being aware of what each channel is good at will help you decide which channel you need to be on in 2024. So if you're saying to yourself, okay, I actually really need to focus on community building, then maybe you realize that you do need to be on Instagram, or maybe you need to be on YouTube so that you can foster deeper relationships. If actually you're like, no, I need to get some reach in there, then maybe you realize you need to be on Pinterest or TikTok, you know? So you can use this information to balance out your social media channels and figure out which ones you need to be on. I'm not on Pinterest, for example. Well, I was on Pinterest for a year and I did get good results from it, thanks to Jess, who used to manage my Pinterest for me. Shout out to you. But I'm not on Pinterest anymore because when I look at the social media channels that I'm on and I look at what they're good at, I realize that I don't need Pinterest, because Pinterest is really good at helping me gain reach and credibility, but I'm already getting that from TikTok. I'm already getting that from YouTube. I don't necessarily need that from Pinterest as well. Right? All right. So the final question, how do you balance all of these channels? I know at the start I said, yeah, if you could be on multiple channels, then you should be on multiple channels. And I'm also then broke down all the different channels you could be on and helped you figure out which ones to pick. The thing is, and I did caveat this at the start, is that just because you should be on every single channel doesn't mean that you can. It really is going to be dependent on you, your lifestyle, and what you're actually able to do. Now, the first thing I want to say is do not compare yourself to other creators who are across multiple channels. Again, a conversation I have quite often is that someone will say, yeah, but you're across multiple channels. And I'm like, I do this as my job. This is my full-time job. And I have a full-time marketing coordinator. There are two full-time people creating and managing all of my different social media channels. Like, let that sink in for a minute. If you're sitting there thinking that you could do the same, but you have a full-time job and a family and it's just you, like, I don't know, because I personally wouldn't be able to do that. But, you know, everyone's different. Maybe you're superwoman, I don't know. But I want you to think about what you can do and be realistic, right? And when you're truly realistic with yourself, what I then want you to do is pick the channel that you are going to focus on. So I always recommend having a hierarchy of channels. Don't see them always equal, because at some points in life, one of them has got to give. You might be going through something and you're like, I just can't do all these channels right now. You need to know which one you're going to drop and which ones you're going to stay consistent on. For me, for example, I'm about to start LinkedIn next year. LinkedIn LinkedIn will be bottom of the hierarchy for me. If something comes up, that's going to go. Next from LinkedIn is TikTok. That has always been bottom of the hierarchy. If something's got to give, then TikTok is the thing that gives, right? Have a clear, and YouTube is top of the hierarchy. YouTube is the one thing that I never want to kind of slack on. So make sure you're clear on what the hierarchy of the channels that you're on. I then want you to focus on the most important channel first and get into a good flow of creating content for that channel. Once you've gotten to a good flow of creating content and it no longer feels difficult to create good quality content for that channel, that's when I want you to start tackling the next one, right? And you want to carry on doing that. Carry on doing that until you get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm on across all of them and everything is working well and it doesn't feel difficult anymore. If you do not find yourself getting to a stage where, you know, maybe you're across two channels and you're like, I am not getting to a stage where this feels easy. I'm never at a stage where this feels simple or I've got a good workflow. Then that's okay. That means that you either should not be on another channel because you simply do not have the capacity or the bandwidth, or it means that you need to hire help to get you onto a new channel. I only recommend doing the latter if it makes sense from a business perspective. Don't just do that because you're like, oh, I need help. Like, make sure there's some kind of, you've calculated the ROI and you know that having help to be on another channel is actually going to help you grow your business too. All right, guys, that is my complete guide to figuring out which social media channel you should be focusing on this year. I really hope you found it useful. Please leave me a review if you did, because I really want to grow this podcast this year and leaving a review is going to massively help me. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I can't wait to speak with you again in our next episode.
You've just listened to an episode of The Creator Project. We upload new episodes every single week. So if you've not hit that subscribe or follow button yet, then what are you doing? Be sure to hit subscribe or follow before you leave so that you don't miss out on our new content. If you feel like supporting our podcast, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a review and share our podcast with someone else who might get value from it. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. Links can be found in the show notes. Thanks again. We'll speak soon.